The latest cases of sexual exploitation and abuse surfaced in late March. They reportedly were committed by international forces, including UN peacekeepers, in the Central African Republic between 2013 and 2015. More than 100 victims may be involved, the majority of them children. Here's UN General Assembly President Mernes Lykketoft, who spearheaded the meeting.
I think we are all appalled by the deeply disturbing accounts contained in the last week's reports and allegations. Such acts are unacceptable under any circumstances, but when allegations point to the UN personnel or soldiers deployed in UN missions, whose job is to protect civilians from harm, then it's particularly shocking, outrageous, and unacceptable.
Although peacekeepers serve under the UN flag, it is up to their respective governments to sanction and prosecute any blue helmets found guilty of these crimes. UN Chef de Cabinet Edmond Mulet spoke on behalf of the Secretary General.
We must ensure zero impunity. It is only by working with member states, especially troop-contributing countries, that we'll be able to ensure accountability and justice for the victims.
The UN has been rolling out measures to address and stamp out sexual exploitation and abuse. Atul Khare heads the department, which provides financial, logistical, and other support to UN peacekeeping and political operations worldwide.
We have taken steps to assess the support required by victims and moved quickly to provide any immediately needed medical or psychosocial assistance or ancillary assistance, such as transportation, not otherwise provided, using the mission budget and mission facility.
A trust fund for victims has also been established, and countries have been asked to contribute to it. Furthermore, the Secretary General has appointed a special coordinator to beef up efforts to prevent and respond to incidents. Jane Hall-Lute answered questions from the room, some of them particularly unsettling.
Whomever of us would have thought that we would be discussing this kind of a question in this forum? It is almost unimaginable. What's not unimaginable is what these victims have gone through on the ground. Why does this continue to happen? It continues to happen, colleagues, because the potential for sexual exploitation and abuse is an ever-present danger everywhere. We must change our thinking. There's not a family, a school, a church, a military, an organization, or a government on this planet that doesn't face this problem. We need your help collectively to solve it here in this house.
Ms. Lute left the meeting early as she was traveling to the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Central African Republic. Of the 69 cases of sexual abuse and exploitation recorded by UN peacekeeping operations in 2015, more than 20 took place in the CAR. Deanne Penn, United Nations.